The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay.
Hello, my friend, and merry a few days after Christmas, as we still enjoy the season that is Christmastide. And you and I were just visited again by a couple of angels. You remember Luke's gospel, which is really spectacular, and we reflected on it here, I believe, where shepherds had a host of angels. Now, I'm not sure if they sang to them, but we just had a couple sing to us. Sienna and Alicia, her sister, the two wonderful daughters of Greg and Elizabeth Lacamelli, offered us a rendition of Away in the Manger. And just a bit of a reflection, beside their beautiful voices, their simple, clear interpretation of that song. What an honor and a beauty to have children offering us a felt sense of Jesus' birth, away. Away in a manger, noting that this is a poor place where animals would have found their food, and Jesus and his mother and father, as the story is told, the beautiful legend, were not able to find room in an inn. So we can think about travelers this time of year, and thank God the Northeast is in good shape weather-wise, but other parts of the world are challenged. And people might be away from a place of comfort or home. These reflections are ways in which simple practices to help us come home, feel at home, especially when we do feel away somewhere, possibly put off and not able to be in attendance, or diminished or made less than, which was really the core experience of the Christ child. We start with a sense of away, but today this is, we're celebrating now, the Feast of the Holy Family. And the readings are rich and beautiful, and just a few words about them. And I'd invite you to continue to hear in the background the angels singing. And here, and not away, but with us now. In St. John, we hear, "Beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. And so we are." And he continues to reflect on this. He says, "Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be later has not yet been revealed." It's a passage I love to reflect on because there's an immediacy here. It's not in a way. This is the God who's drawn near. It's not distant. It's immediate. It's not a crowd. It's intimacy. We might feel the intimacy of Mary and Joseph and the child Jesus, often portrayed as a quiet setting somewhere distant from others. And I'm sure there's an awesomeness in that that helps us think about Mary wondering, who is this? What's going on here? Continuing that felt sense. That's a good thing to wonder about. The gospel given for the Feast of the Holy Family, for the day in which I'm reflecting with you, continues a notion of Jesus growing up, and now his mom and dad have taken him on the typical journey that would take maybe 4 or 5 days from their hometown to Jerusalem to celebrate Passover, the great feast. And then on returning, Jesus wasn't in the caravan. And you might remember the story. They went back and looked around Jerusalem and finally found that he was still in the temple. There with the great teachers, this young man, we might call him a boy, maybe 11, 12, was in conversation, listening deeply and reflecting back the richness of their tradition. possibly having some of his own consciousness that indeed he is the Messiah, but celebrating the fact that the text, the scriptures, the holy tradition is that one would draw near this. God would send his Messiah who would come to these people and set them free. Not a God away from us or distant, and not a God lost in some story, but a God who encourages us and encounters us and becomes one of us in flesh and blood, coming here, to be here now with us. The beautiful voices of our two young friends, and I know the wonder of their mom and dad, continue the practice of being a holy family. Holiness isn't a reward, or as it used to be in Catholic grammar schools, getting a gold star on your forehead. It means continuing to remember, as we're told with John's first epistle, remember that you are God's children now. Turning and seeing that about each other, coming now into a consciousness of that beautiful holiness, that creatureliness, that sister and brotherliness of all of the world, but immediate and intimate and now. Not away somewhere, not distant in a story or in another land, as in separate, but with all those people everywhere else in other lands and places, the immediacy as well for them and for each of us. Different holy practices invite us to take time as we are now and pause deeply, not to step aside from the world, not to get away from anything, but feel the one who came to us, who entered intimately into our experience and is present to us now. Beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called children of God. And so we are. Beloved, we are God's children now. And so with these beautiful voices that help us feel the closeness of the Jesus who is in some ways put away, we now draw near to the God who's drawn near to us through this Christmas tide, this time of Christmas. And when we celebrate the holiness of the largeness of our family and our common home with one another. Our friends, the peace and love and light of God fill your heart and home. May we continue to walk in the felt sense of being God's children now. Peace. Dan Riley, Greg Lacamelli, his wife Elizabeth, and their bright, beautifully voiced young daughters, Sienna and Alicia, wish you a happy new year.